כבוד הרבנים, כבוד חברי הכולל, למשנה עם בבא בסרה, ענדף דלד עמד בייז, is brought in בבא קמא, ענדף חף עמד בייז, as a raya to the Amoraim, who argue whether זה נהנה וזה לא חסר, is חייב or פטור. The Tana Kama is brought as a raya לחיוב, and Rabbi Yossi is brought as a raya לפטור. The Gemara in Baba Kama then rejects both Rayot, claiming that the cases are not parallel. I'd like to try and understand and to formulate the machlokes of Zeh Neheneh v'zeh lo chaser in the context of the sugya in Baba Kama, and then relate it back to the Mishnah in Baba Basra and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. I learned Baruch Hashem Baba Kama a few times with Mori v'Rabbi, Oreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon Rav Aharon Lichtenstein Zatzal, so assume that most of what I am saying are his formulations. So he should get the credit if you like the approach, not me. And if you don't like it, you're welcome to blame me for not being clear enough or not, or misunderstanding Rebbe. The context of the machlokes of Zeh Neheneh v'zeh lo chaser is within the sugya of Shein, of the Av Mazik of Shein, where the Mishnah and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis brings the p'tur of Shein, Birshus Harabin. The Mishnah points out, that the Medher Amurim, when do we have a chiyuv of Shein, of Nezek of Shein, Birshus Hanizak, Avo Birshus Harabim, Patur. The Imnehenes, Mishalem Esma Shenehenes. Namely, that we have a p'tur of Shein, Birshus Harabim, as Rashi points out, Be'inan Ubir B'stei Acher, Vuleka, we require a stay acher that belongs to another party, not Rishus Harabim. But the Mishnah points out, although there's a ptur of full tashlumei nezek, b'chol zot im nehenes from a shein b'Rishus Harabim, mishalem es ma'ashen nehenes. How is that payment of hana'a determined? That's a machlokes and dafchaf between Rabba and Rava. The background is that an animal normally eats Amir. It normally eats straw, bran, animal food. And now, in Rishus HaRabim, we're dealing with an animal that ate Sa'ora, that ate human food. So we find in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, V'yimnehenes mishalemes mashenehenes v'kama, Rabba Amar d'mei Amir, Rava Amar d'mei Sa'orim b'zol. What over here is the machlokes? It could be just a technical question of how to determine the extent of the discount. What criteria are we going to use to determine what is considered to be the mehanah, that which the animal actually ate, or at a level of zol, or that which he could have eaten had he been eating his normal meals? Or maybe we can understand the question as to how to understand the concept of mashenenes, that we know what it's not. And it was, when one looks at Rashi on the Mishnah, the few Tesimah days, Rashi points out, Mashenenes, Lav Tashlumin Ma'al Yanin Hukimferish bin Gemara. That Mashenenes is not the classic Tashlume Mazik. You're not paying for the loss that is caused. But what is it? So here, Rav Uchensin suggested, and I want also to point out that many Achronim join in this suggestion. The Chakira was raised in the Shari Yosher by Rav Shimon Shkap. Towards the end of, in Shar Gimel, Shar Gimel is the Shar dealing that everyone ordering Yeridea should learn, deals with Hilchos Taroves, Ruba Disa Kaman, Ruba Delesa Kaman, Bitul B'Taroves. So there at the end, in Sif, I think it's Kaf Hei, it's like one Sif from the end, this Chakira is brought in by Rav Shimon Shkap, and it was fleshed out by his Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Gustman, in Kuntrasei Hashiurim on Baba Kama, in a Kuntras on Mashenehenes, which spans over 40 pages. All the Marim Makomos I'll be discussing are found in his Kuntras. I think I should have looked there before preparing the shiur. But in any case, Rabbi Chumstein linked into this Mahalach HaMachshava that it's a very, very basic machlokes over here between Rabba and Rava. The question is, are we paying a payment of Hana'a, Demei Amir, a new concept. The animal ate lunch, and so we're paying for the hana'a of his lunch, even though he didn't eat amir, he ate sora. Or are we paying a discounted tashlumei nezek? A makor for such a concept of a discounted tashlumei nezek, we find in the Mishnah on daf nun hei amid beis, where the Mishnah in Perek HaKones points out ketzad mishalemet mashi hizika. If an animal ate a row of vegetables in a field, how do we determine the criteria of the nezek? Shaman beit sa'a ba'osasada kama hiyasayafe v'kama hiyafe. We don't judge the aruga, the line of vegetables that he ate, on a retail level, what the cost would be for those vegetables in a supermarket, but rather we look at the field. We look at the field, how much it was worth before the damage, how much the field depreciated, and we pay that amount, which of course is much less than the amount of the vegetables that were actually eaten. And Rashi over there explains that the reason for this is, again, because Rachmana Amar ubir b'stei acher, and the Gemara is darish malamed sheshamen osel agav soda acheres, that we have in Zeret Zakosav that we are paying ubir b'stei acher on the level with our perspective of the soda, not the perspective of the individual vegetables, the individual yirakot. So we could say that hu hadin. We have the same pasuk ubir b'stei acher, which also excludes tashlumei nezek of shein dirishus harabim, that the exclusion is from a full tashlumei nezek, that the pay is discounted to paying nezek, to paying the meisorim, to pay the minimal price of seorim in the market, as opposed to a normal tashlumei nezek that would be the median price of seora. So over here, the machokis between Rabba and Rava as to whether you're paying Demei Amir or Demei Sarim Bezol, is this a new payment of Hana'a, that which you save the owner of the animal from giving it lunch, and so you pay what the lunch the animal used to would have been, or no, this relates to what was damaged. This is the Mechayev. We have an address of a classic Chiyuv of Tashlumei Nezek, but as opposed to the Tashlumen being the classic tashlumin of that which an individual was machsir, that which the loss that was caused here, because of the pasuk ubir b'stei acher, we discount to the demei sorim b'zol. The most obvious nafgamina is that we have a din in tashlumei nezek, metav sadehu, metav karma yishalein, that if one is paying tashlumei nezek with real estate as opposed to with cash, then there we have Xeris HaKasav of Meitav, that you have to give the edus of your real estate, prime real estate, as opposed to other debts that there you would, the equivalent in the real estate would be Beinonis or Ziburis. So if we're dealing with a discounted Tashlumei Nezek, the Meisorim Bezol, that Luchara would be from edus, because that's a form of Tashlumei Nezek. Masha Enkein, if we're dealing with a separate concept, a new concept of payment of Hana'a, then that debt of Hana'a would be paid either in Beinonis or Ziburis. This is really a Machlokes Aposkim. This question was raised by the questioner in the Shut HaRashba, in Kelek Dalet, Simon Yud Gimel. Masha Shanina Bepera Ketzad HaRegel, Ochla B'toch HaRechava, Mishalemes Masha Nenes, Mahi Mishalemes, Min HaAliyah, O Min HaBeinonis Kechov Ba'alma. The reasoning of the Shoel for having the two options is that he assumes certainly we're dealing over here with the Tashlumei Nezek, but maybe only of a Nezek that was done on purpose, then one would pay Edis as a Knas Mida Araisa, that the Gazlan would think twice about stealing, or the Mazik would think twice about being Mazik, if he knows that he's going to have to give up prime real estate. Mashen came over here, where his animal ate in Rishus HaRabim without his knowledge, perhaps there's no need for that Knas D'Oraisa. Maybe we'd go down to Beinonis or Ziburis. Namely, that the questioner of the Rashba, the one who asked the question, clearly was a Talmud Chacham, assumed that we have over here basically Tashlumei Nezek, The only question is whether the din of Edis applies to this form of Tashlumei Nezek, which was done without Kavana. The Rashba, just as a side point to add in, rejects this line of reasoning because he says, if you have Tashlumei Mazik, Mainaf Kemina, if there was Kavana or there wasn't Kavana, we have a din of Adam Muad La'olam, Bein Yashen, Bein Er, and the Kavana is irrelevant in terms of paying Tashlumei Nezek. However, the other side of the coin is brought in the Ktzos. The Ktzos in Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph Sivkatan Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch brings the principle of Meshalim Komash and Nenes. The Ktzos points out, V'nira da'afagav davos nezikin neshamlin mimeitav, avo bazo, eina meshamela miziburis, toha ba'al chov, dina b'ziburis. The Ktzos points out that we're not dealing over here with Tashlumei Nezek. We're dealing with a chov. And if we're dealing with a chov and we don't have over here the uniqueness of a halvah that goes to Beinonis, because over there you have a certain nilas delos b'fnei lovin, that the basic chov is paid in ziburis. So we have our chakira as to what's the nature of Masha Nehenes that we wanted to link with the machokas rabba and rava is reflected in this machlokas between the Ktos and the Shoel, who's asking the Rashba. Are we dealing over here with a Tashlumei Nezek, namely that we have an address of a classic Machayev, just that we're dealing with a discounted price, or do we have over here an entirely new concept of Tashlumei Hana'a that would be represented by the Shita of Rabba of Demei Amir, the discounted Tashlumei Nezek would be Rava Demei Sorim Bezol, and the new concept of Tashlumei Hanah would be Rabba saying Demei Amir. In this context of the Masha Nehenes of Shein Birishus Harabim, in this context we find the Machlokes of Ze Nehene Bezel Ochaser in Schiris Karka, the very next line after we have the Machok between Rabba and Rava, is Amalei Rav Kistel, Rami Bar Chama, Lo Havis Gabon, Be'urta Betruma. You weren't around in the Beis Medrash last night. Yiboilan Milei Mal Yusa. We really had a difficult Chakira. And then Rami Bar Chama asked, what was the Chakira that you were left with a difficulty? Amalei, so he answered, Hador B'chatzer Chavero Shlomi Daito. If someone enters into someone else's Rishus without his knowledge and lives there, tzarcha halos lo sacharo, and tzarcha, you have to pay rent. And the Beis Medrash, we asked, hey, Chidami, what's the case? If we have a case where there was no hefsed and there was no hana'ah, so zelo nehenev zelo chasa, certainly there's a p'tur. If we're dealing with the case, hele b'chatzer de kaima la agra v'gavra da'avid l'megar, again, this is all in Baba Kama Daf Kaf Amid Aleph. That's a case of Zen and Nebuzechaser. And certainly there's a chiyuv. Lo tzricha, v'chotzer de lo kayem ala agra, v'gavra da'avid l'megar. When we have a case of Zen nehene, v'ze lo chaser, mai. Matzi amar lei, mai chasarticha, dima matzi amar lei, ha is hanis. So in this question, Rami Bar Chama said, why were you so upset in the Beis Medrash and left it as a question? Amalei Masnisini, it's a black and white Mishnah. The Rav Kista asked, hey Masnisini, what Mishnah? And so, after a certain give and take, Rami Bar Chama told him, it's the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, that in a case of Shein Birshus Harabim, Im Nehenes Mishalemes Ma She Nehenes. What over here is the connection between the world of Schiras Karka and the world of Shein Birishus Harabim? So, of course, according to our way of understanding, we can understand it in two ways. If we understand the din of Masha Nehenes and Shein Birishus Harabim as a machayev of Mazik, we have a father, we have an address, Mazik, but we can't pay the usually Tashlumei Nezek because we lack Ubir B'stei Acher. And so we have a discounted Tashlumei Nezek, Masha Nehenes, that you pay the toelet, you pay the utility of that which was damaged. So also in Schiras Karka, basically we owe demei schiros. We have a mechayev of demei schiros, but we can't pay the normal demei schiros. We can't pay the normal tashlum of schiros because that's determined by das balim. And here there's no das balim. The maskir was unaware that the socher moved on to his property. So it's discounted to hana'a. It's discounted to the toela, to the utility of the schiros, the amount that the person was nehene. In other words, we have one approach that you need a classic machayev. You need a halachic address, be it a halachic address of mazik, be it a halachic address of schiros karka, and then mashenenes is a shear in the tashlumin of that classic mazik. Or maybe the connection between schiros karka and chamber shusarabim is maybe that in both cases is a separate machayev of mashenenes. We have a new machayev. Where does this mechayev pop out of nowhere? So Rav Shimon Shkop deals with this in the Sha'arei Yosher, as I pointed out, in Sha'ar Gimel Perek Kafei. And he over there offers two options. Either it's a svara, or it's learned out from Hekdesh. It's learned out from Hekdesh that we have a Gzeres HaKosuv Ish Ki Yochal Kodesh Bishgaga, that under such circumstances there is a payment to Hekdesh. And Chazal Adoresh, Kiyochal Prat Lemazik, namely that the Kiyochal is not dealing with the case of a Chisaron, we're dealing with a case of Hana'a, that in the world of Hekdesh, we have a world of Hana'a. Everyone is aware that we have a Reb Chaim who deals with Me'ila, is Me'ila Adin and Gezel, is Me'ila Adin and Hana'a. And so since we have since we have a concept of the mehana'a in Hekdesh, we can apply that also to the world of Hedyot. So we have over here two options as to how to understand Shein Birshu Sarabim Peis Mashen Henes. Either, as we pointed out, it's a machayev, we have an address of mazik, but because we lack uvir b'stei acher, we go down to a tashlum of Mashenehenes, we have a shear in the tashlumen, or it's a din of pure Mashenehenes because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Bir B'Steyacher. There's no din of Shein B'Rishu Sarabim. It's a separate din of Hanoah, and that has its parallel in Schiros Karka, where Zenehene V'Zelo Choser in the world of Schiros Karka. Maybe it's a classic Mechayev, an address of Schiros Karka, but we can't use the regular tashlum of Shir Tashlim of that which was determined by the maskir, because here the maskir didn't determine any rent. And so our default position is mashenenes, the utility to the socher. Or maybe there's no din of skiris karka without das ba'ilim. And over here we have a separate machayev of mashenenes. L'chora, this issue, these two sides, are two deos in Tosfos and Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We have a Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Aleph that has an Abayi. Boiluhu yesh shevach samonim al hatzemer, o ein shevach samonim al hatzemer. That if a person dyes wool a certain color, the question is, and is chazusa milsa, does that color represent the dye? Or no, the dye is no longer around. The dye has disappeared. All we have are tzemir. So Gemara asks, "Hechi dami? What's the case that we're dealing with? Who dyed the tzemir with the samanim?" And the Gemara offers an option. Maybe we're dealing with someone who stole samanim and then he dyed the tzemir, or he stole the tzemir and then he dyed it. The Gemara says, "No, we can't be dealing with the case of gezel because then we have different criteria of shinui, etc." And so the Gemara comes down to Rava. Rava gives the following ukimta. The tzemer belongs to Reuven, and the dye belongs to Shimon. There's no gazlan. A monkey comes, and the monkey pours the dye on the tzemer. So the question is, does Shimon, the owner of the samanim, have any recourse to go to Reuven? Do we say yesh shevach samanim agave tzemer, and that is owed to Shimon? Amar le havli simonai de gabach ninu, that it's not your fault, but currently a monkey took my simonim, my dye, and put it on your tzemer. Odilma, we say no. Once it's turned into color, that's no longer considered to be dye. That's color. And there's no object any longer. That there's nothing left. It dissipated. I don't owe you anything. So Tosis asks, why is the Gemara raising over here such a question? We have a machayev of Masha Nehne. We have a machayev of Masha Nehne, like we saw in our sugya. That's what Tosis asks. Temahari Nehne, Shetzimro Me'ule Bedamim Yosef Yishali Masha Nehne. Kamo Acha Mitzirei HaRachava, the Perek Beis, like he quotes our Gemara, and Af Yud Tesimid Beis. Why don't we apply the principle of Masha Nehne to that sugya? So Tosis gives two answers. Answer number one is Yesh L'chalek the Hanoa D'Hacha Ein Aba Ayedei Ma'asav V'lo Ayedei Ma'ase Behemto. Namely, that one way of understanding the Masha Nehenes and Af Yud Tesimid Beis is that we have an address called Mazik. But in this case, we don't have Mazik because there was no Maisa Hezek. A monkey simply combined the two. There was no Maisa Hezek to the Samanim, and therefore there is no Tashlumei Mashanenes. Mashanenes is simply a sheer Tashlumin that has to be subsumed under a Machayev. And over here we have no Machayev. That nothing was brought about via the person's maisim or the maisim of his animal. The kof came me'alma. Or the second teretz is iname hanoa da'acha lo chashiva hanoa she'en ela noi bi'alma yosef. The second way we had of learning the Mishnah and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, the din of Masha Nehenes, is that we don't have an address of a classic machayev, but we have a new machayev called hanoa. Again, either a svara or we're not from Hekdesh. And Tosa says that aesthetic color is not viewed as hana'a. This is not considered to be the same hana'a as eating, as living in someone's rishus. This is a low-level hana'a, and therefore there's no masha nene. So we see over here that Tosos points out that that in the case of Ravina, we don't have a payment of masha nene according to either of our standards. One standard is you need a machayev. We don't have over here a machayev of masik. You need a maisezik. The second understanding is that we have a separate machayev of hanoa. Here we have no hanoa. Let's, with your permission, let's continue working with this chakira through the sugya in Baba Kama until we get to our Mishnah in Baba Basra on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, which is brought at the end. Tosos on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph raises a question about a case that's not dealt with in the Gemara. The Gemara deals with the case of ze nehenev ze chaser, certainly chayev, ze lo nehenev ze lo chaser, certainly patur, ze nehenev ze lo chaser is a question, a machlokes amoraim, but the Gemara doesn't deal with the case of chaser de kayem ala agra, the gavra de lo avid lemegar. Namely, you have a ze lo neheneh, but hasheni chaser. What's the din in ze lo nehene v'ze chaser? Tosa says the reason the Gemara doesn't deal with it is because it's obviously pater. Having matzi le'meimar de pater. Why? So Tosa explains, because what would the chiyuv come from? Firstly, over here, to say the chiyuv comes from a machayev of mazik, afal pi shigaram hepsed l'chaveiro, afilu gersho chaveiro mi beisav, and no'al beisav b'fanav, ein ze l'grom v'yama. Here we don't have a machayev of mazik. So there's no machayev of mazik. To say there's a separate machayev of hanah, but here there's no hanah. So ze lo nehene v'ze chaser. There, in other words, it falls between the chairs. We don't have either of our possible tracks of chiyuv. We don't have a track of chiyuv of tashlumei nezek at a discount because it's grama. We don't have the track of hanah because over here the person who's living in the rishus is eino nehene. And so certainly, according to both approaches, points out Tosis, I know both approaches exist. On Tosis and Daf Kuf Aleph Mar Aleph, I gave two terutzim, according to each approach. So according to each approach, we get to a p'tur. Comes along the Gra, quotes, and on that Tosfos writes, Nira b'ein I have a larif u'shar poskim kasu kagav nachayev. That in the case of ze lo nehene v'ze chaser, the rif says black and white that you're chayav, That's the riff on Daf Tesamid Aleph. Avochotze de Kaima la Agra Tzarka Halos Luskar. Afal Gavdavo Avid Lemegar. Even though it's a case of Ronene, the Hachasri Mamana. The riff says this is a case where there's going to be a Chiyuv. And Shar Poskim is the Rambam who quotes the riff, but rather than quoting the riff in Aramaic, as the riff summarizes the Psak of the Gemara, the Rambam quotes it in Hebrew. V'im achotzer asid l'schar, afal pi shein derech shel zeh, the one who's living in it, l'skor, sarach alot l'schar, harei chasara mamon. Namely, the riff uses the phrase the hachasri mamona, the Rambam uses the phrase chasara mamon, but here is a very, very difficult question. My nafkamina chasara mamon. Tosus already pointed out that it's not masik, it's grama. And so there's no machlokas that there was chasara mamon, but according to Tosus, that's not a machayev. In other words, the machayev is a meisen nezek, and this is a din of grama. Tosus pointed out it's no different than locking someone out of his house, that's considered to be grama, that there's no chiyuv mamon. And so the Gro was aware that we would find that issue with the Rif and the Rambam. And so the Gro continues with one more word. The Gro continues with one more word. And he says, actually two words, but he put it in Rashi Tevos, V'ayin Rosh. V'ayin Rosh. Look in the Rosh, we'll come to the answer to our question. So the Met, look in the Rosh Alatar, in Perek Beis, Siman Vav, the Rosh first quotes the Riyan Tosfos, that if we have a case of Zeh Lo Nehne, V'zeh Choser, you're Potter. And explains, A, there's no Hana'ah, and B, there's no Maisa Nezek. So either way we're going to approach the Sugya, we're going to get to a Ptur. Then he quotes the Rif, that you're Chayav, the Chasrei Mamona, and he brings a Raya to the Rif of Abraisa in the Sugya that mentions Ma Chasaro, that Kanerech Chisaro Mamon, can be a machayev, but then we're back to our quandary. Okay, but isn't it grama ba'alma? Why in the world would there be chiyuv? So here, the Rosh wants to distinguish. The Rosh says that in a case where you lock someone out of his house, that you don't allow him to get to his field, lo bag liyado krum mechisaron chavero. In achinami, that fellow is losing, but you are not gaining. And when that fellow is losing and you are not gaining, in that case, that's a case in which grama is going to be patur. However, our case is a case where you're living in his reshus. And even though you don't need it, but the bottom line is, ka'achal mashachavero nifsad. The bottom line is that you are enjoying his reshus. You are enjoying his hefsed, namely, inachinami. You're not gaining from his hefsed, you're not profiting from his hefsed, because you wouldn't have rented in a house anyway. But you can't say that he didn't enjoy it. And we have over here machokas. How do we define hanah? Is hanah defined by gain and profit? And so in our case, there's no gain and there's no profit because this person doesn't rent homes. He has his own home. He doesn't need to rent homes. Or do we define hanah as enjoyment? Like, let's say a person is not hungry, but he eats. Do we say that he was nehne from the food? Well, if you need a gain or you need a profit, he wasn't nehne because he wasn't planning on eating anyway. He wasn't hungry. He didn't save any money by eating. Masha ain't kain, if we're dealing with enjoyment, even if he wasn't hungry, but the bottom line was that he enjoyed the food. So the machokas over here between Tosfos and the Rif and the Rambam, according to the Rush, is how do we define Hana? When we have a person, the lo avid lemegar, a person who usually doesn't rent, according to Tosfos, he's defined as eno nehene. While according to the Rif and the Rambam, he's defined as nehene. Okay. However, there's also another understanding of the machlokas between Tosfos against the Rif and the Rambam, and that's quoted in the Mukhe Yosef, in the name of the Ra'ah, and in the name of the Ritva, and in the name of the Rama. That first, the Mukhe Yosef quotes the Bali HaTosos, that you're Patur, because A, you're not Nehene, and B, it's Grama. And then he points out, HaRa'ah Kasav Kol HaGaonim Zalpeh Echad Omrim Shehu Chayav. In other words, that you can't say Patur. The Rif says you're Chayav, the Rambam says you're Chayav, all the Gaonim said that you're Chayav. Why? The Hasam Grama Ba'alma, Aval Bekan Shedarba Va'achal Perosav Chayav. And he uses the language that Ilu Achal Adam Peros Chaveiro Chayav Aval Pishlo Nehneka. Forget about Hana. Maybe we define Hana like Tosfos does, that we define Hana as profit and gain, and there's no profit and gain. But you have over here Achilas Peros. You have over here a Maisa Nezik. Let's say someone, in other words, I have a neighbor who's growing tomatoes. I hate tomatoes. They make me sick. But I want to get, I'm upset with my neighbor. So what do? I eat his tomatoes. Are you going to say I'm not a mazik because I don't like tomatoes? Certainly I'm a mazik. Even if I wasn't nene from the tomatoes, I did a maisa nezik. So also this person, he doesn't have to, the person who's jumped, who went into someone else's rishus, into someone else's room and lived there, he doesn't need the room. He has his own room, but you can't say that he didn't do a maisa nezek of using the room, that he swallowed the use of the room during that period of time. That's not considered to be grama, that's mazik. Namely that, again, Tosfos claimed that there is a ptur because there's neither nor. There's neither hana'a nor mazik. It's grama. Comes along the Rif and the Rambam and say that there is a chiyuv, it could be because they disagree with either one of the two assumptions of Tosfos. Either they could disagree and say, we have here Hanoah. We don't define Hanoah by gain and profit. We define Hanoah by enjoyment. Or they can say, this is not Grama. This is a Maisa Nezek. We have over here a classic Mechayev. We have over here an address that when you eat someone else's peros, the Hochasre Mamona, that is a cause of a Chiyuv, even if you're not, even if you're not Nehne, the bottom line is you cause someone a loss. By eating, and so here you cause someone a loss by sleeping in his house, by eating up the use of his house. That's the language. Darba, the achal perotav, the peros of the house, and with usage, that's what you ate up. And on that, you're chayev as a mazik. Okay. So we again, so our chakira makes its way through the machokas rabba and rava, through the two deos in Zen and Evezelo Choser, through the Tosfos and Daf Kufala from the days, through the Machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rif in terms of Zelo Nehen Evezelo Choser. Now we can move over to our Mishnah in Baba Basra, that the Gemara and Daf Kufala from the days, when it's dealing with the Mishnah in Baba Basra, where we have the world of Tnan Hamakif Chaveru Mishalosh Ruchosa, Gadar Asarishona Sashniya Vies Ashlishis, Ein Machayivinoso, Haravias Machayivinoso, Shmamina Zen Nehene. In other words, when the individual on the inside is enclosed on all four sides, he's Nehene, Vizelo Chaser, because the one who's building the fence needed it anyway, Chayav. In other words, so we have a case of Zen Nehene Vizelo Chaser Chayav. Here we have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the case of the makif and the nikaf. Where is this fence being built? We have Shimon, who's in the inner chatzer, and around him we have Reuven on all four sides surrounding Shimon. Where is this wall being built? Rashi says, black and white, both in Baba Kama and in Baba Basra, Gada Reuven as Harishona, Samoch Luste Shimon, Levad Machitzot Chitzono Cheyolo Beno Leshara Bikob. In other words, Reuven certainly has fences between him and the wild area of the Bika to prevent damage to his field from an outside source. But here, Reuven is building this fence between him and Shimon. It's an inner fence between him and Shimon. And if the Gemara is comparing this to Zen Nehene, Vezelo Chaser, that Shimon is Nehene and Reuven isn't Chaser because he needs the fence anyway, so clearly, according to Rashi, he has chosen one way of understanding that Chakira. Namely, there is no classic Mechayev to build a fence between you and your neighbor. This is a din, as we know from the beginning of Avasra, of Hezek Re'iah. It's a din in Hilchos Shcheinim. It's nothing to do with the world of classic mazik or any other classic chiyuv. And so Rashi must understand that when we speak about comparing this to Zen Nineveh Zelo Chaser, that you're chayev, you must have a separate chiyuv on Hana'ah. Namely, that clearly Shimon is getting Hana'ah, that the Hezek Re'iyah of Reuven is being prevented. That's a din of Hana'ah. There's no machayev over here. It's a din of Hana'ah. However, Tosa says, no. Tosa Daikin the Gemara, we must be dealing with the outer fence, the fence between Reuven and the outside world. That's what's protecting Shimon. Here, Tosas can learn, maybe Shimon is chayev because he's nehene, maybe we have a separate chiyuv of Hana'ah, or maybe we have over here our classic address of a machayev, that the classic address of a machayev is the machayev of Schiris Poalim, that we have a halacha, yored l'toch stei chavero shelo birshus neta'ah, that shevach, that Hana'ah is paid. Namely, that over here, Reuven is improving Shimon's land by building the fence around the outer perimeter, that now Shimon's land is safe from outside marauders, from outside chayos that could come in. And when you... In other words, that we have over here, according to Tosfos, the two options, either the option that the payment of Shimon would be for the Hana'ah of his now being protected, or it would be his form of dealing with Schiris Poalim, with the Poalim, namely Reuven and his Shlichim, who built the fence and protected his property, improved his property. And there also we have a Chiyuv of Masha Nehenes, because there was no agreement on how much Reuven should be paid. So if there was no agreement how much Reuven should be paid for his effort of improving the land of Shimon, that's a din of Yorid L'toch Stei Chavero Shalom Rishus, that then we will give the payment based on the Shevach, based on the utility, based on the Toelet that was brought about. Okay, so in other words, continuing our Chakira of the two sides into the world of the Mishnah Baba Basra, Rashi clearly puts himself on one side by dealing with the inner fence, which is a din of Hezek Riya, and Tosso still allows for the two options of understanding. Either it's a din also of, either like Rashi agrees, it's a din of Hana'ah. Hana'ah from the fact that the outside animals can't enter his field, or it's a din of Schiris Poalim, that that Shimon owes Reuven money for improving his field, and since there was no agreement how much he would be paid, so Shimon will pay the Toelet, the Hana'ah that he received. Adkan, the sugya, according to Rav Uchenstein, pretty much say according to Rav Shimon Shkaf, I think one could say that certainly according to Rav Gustman, that all of this fits in very nicely. Rav Reichman has a sefer of the Rav Shirum above Bekama, and the Rav learned tremendously differently than Rav Uchenstein. Because he started off, we pointed out that Rav Uchenstein's way of learning was that we have over here continuity within the sugya from Yutesimid Beis to Chafamid Aleph to Chafamid Beis. It's all one schnitt of comparing Schiris Karka to Shein Birshus HaRabim, where you have payments of Mashen Enes. According to the Rav, his point of departure was totally different. His point of departure was the Rambam, that the Rambam quotes the dinim of Zeh Nehneh v'Zeh Lo Choser in Hilchos Gzela v'Aveda. In Hilchos Gzela v'Aveda. And the Rav asked, why did the Rambam quote this in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Gzela v'Aveda Halachates? Why isn't it in Hilchos Schirus Karka, in Hilchos Schirus? So the Rav said, it must be that according to the Rambam, the Mechayev of Hana'ah is not Hana'ah qua Hana'ah. The Mechayev of Hana'ah is not Schirus Karka. The Mechayev of the Hana'ah is Gzela, that when party A uses party B's apartment without his knowledge, that's a case of Gezel. And we have a case of according to the Rambam, of Zeh lo nehene v'zeh chaser, he's chayev as a gazlan. Now, no one learned like this before the Rav, to the best of my knowledge, because we have a machokas tanoim, what's the status of Gzela in Karka, Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. We pass on to Chachamim that Karka Eina Nigzelis. Now, I'm well aware that there are many chakiros. Exactly what does that mean, Karka Eina Nigzelis? Is it a din in the chiyuv gzeira? Is it a din in the maisa gzeira? Is it a din in the lav of a chule? But the bottom line is that we're dealing with tashlumen. And everyone agrees that karka in gzeiras on the level of tashlumen. You don't pay for karka that you stole. So the rav is mechadesh in achinami. Karka in gzeiras, but that relates to the guf hakarka. However, the tashmishe karka, the use of the karka, are nigzel, that if you use the karka without the permission of the owner, by using it, that's an act of gzela, and on that there's going to be a tashlumen of hana'a. Masha'enken, if you simply lock the owner out, that's grama. But if you're using it, that's what the Rambam means when he says, what was his language? Shaharei chiser mamono. Right? That was the language of the Rambam. That in the case of zelo nenev zechaser yechayev as a gazlan kasrei chasara mamam, you're going to pay a payment of hanaa because we have over here a din of karka einin nigzelas, and so you're only going to pay the hanaa rather than the value of the karka. But the rav is also mechadesh to explain the Rambam that the Rambam paskin zeh nenev zelo chaser is patur. Ze lo nehene ze chaser is chayev, namely that a tnai to be a gazlan on tashmishe karka is only if there is a chisaron mamon, only if you're using the apartment and there is a chisaron mamon, only that's the ma'isik zela. But if there is no chisaron, if it's a zelo chaser, if it's a chaser delo matzi lemegar, then there wouldn't even be gezel. Okay, so the Rav is mechadesh that we have a din of gzeila in tashmishe karka with the condition that there's a chisaron mamon, hachisir mamono. And the Rav understands that Tosas disagrees with the Rambam, that Tosas says, nothing doing. In other words, there's no mechayev of gezel in karka, period. The mechayev must be that of either, you know, according to Tosas, there's no mechayev of gezel in karka, either on the gufa karka or on tashmishe karka. Therefore, the machayev must be a machayev of schirus karka. And in schirus karka, we have a din, perhaps, of mazik. But when you don't allow someone to use his property, that's grama. So we have over here no act of gzela. We have over here, in a case of ze, lo nehene v'ze choser, it's pater because it's grama, and as such, we have over here then, according to Tosas and the Rambam, a very, very basic machlokes, actually a double machlokes. Let's ask it, you know, a question a little differently. Sof kol sof, the Rambam probably was aware that when you are dor b'chatzer chavero, and you, the question is, do you owe rent? Why didn't the Rambam learn like Tosfos that it's a din of schiras karka? So the Rambam said, you can't learn it's a din of schiras karka because there's no das bailin, that the owner is unaware of the fact that the individual is living in his property, that there's only a din of schiras karka when it stems from the das hamischayev of the maskir, of the socher over here. There's no skiris karka. There was no agreement between them. So therefore, it must be gezo. So we have over here then, where I began to say, a double machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. Firstly, what are the dinim of karka regarding gezo? So according to Tosfos, there is no gezo on karka, be it gufa karka, be it tashmishe karka. And therefore, the Tosfos didn't raise the Machayev of Gezel in our sugya. According to the Rambam, in Achinami, there's no Gezel on Karka, but there is Gezel on Tashmishe Karka, as long as there's a Chisaron. And so therefore, when we have a case of Zenehne v'zechoser, or even the case of Zelonehne v'zechoser, we have over here a Gzela of Tashmishe Karka. Second question is, what are the criteria of Skiris Karka? So Tosfos says, well, when you have a skiris karka, which is done, created between a maskir and a socher, then we have a mechayev of skiris karka, where the tashlum is that which is divided, is decided between them. When you have schiras karka without das vailim, it's still schiras karka, but the shear of the tashlumen will be hana'a. The shear of the tashlumen will be the utility that was received by the individual. Well, according to the Rambam, there is no din of schiras karka unless there is agreement between the maskir and the socher. So the Rambam learned our sugya as that the whole world of zeh nehneh v'zeh lo koser, and zeh nehneh v'zeh koser, and zeh lo nehneh v'zeh koser, v'chulei, as within the world of gzeila. Tosfos learned it all within the world of schiras karka. Everyone agrees that there could be a chiyuv of kedei hana'a, but the question is, what is the mechayev, and under what circumstances would we have that chiyuv? Okay, so the Rambam then, according to the Rav, learned our sugya totally differently than Tosfos. And the question is, all of this came about because the Rambam put our sugya in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda. The question is the only way of learning, therefore, to be machadesh everything the Rav was machadesh, and trying to understand that the Rav was machadesh everything logically. Certainly, everything he said makes sense. And he's dealing in a field of filling in that which we don't have rayos lekan o lesham. In other words, it's a perfectly logical way of putting the Rambam in a different, totally different framework than we have of Tosfos. But what generated it was the placement of our sugya. In my humble opinion, there could be a very, very different reason why the Rambam brought our sugya in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, nothing to do with it being a mechayev of gezel. You don't have to come on to saying a new halacha that there's a din of gezel and tashmishei karka. You don't have to reject the fact that maybe we have a mechayev of schiras karka with a payment of masha nehene. No, we could learn over here that we're dealing really on a plane of schiras karka. How? That the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda has a series of five halachos that have a common denominator. Those halachos are brought one after another, and within that set of five halachos, we have our halacha. And let me point out, in other words, what is going on over here, my humble opinion. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, the Rambam deals with Gozel Behema V'Nasa Lav Masa, etc. That a person steals a behema that was simply standing idle by the owner, and he uses it to drive to ride to his house and to ride back, and then he returns it. Namely, we have over here on one hand hana'a, on the other hand we have no chisaron, and the Rambam deals what is the halacha in such a case. Then in next halacha, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, a parallel halacha, not with a behema, but tokef avdo shel chaveiro. Again, a person's eved was simply sitting under the bush and whistling Dixie, and someone said, come, and he used him to carry bricks up a staircase, and then he put him back under the tree. And everyone knows that it's good for people to be occupied, and particularly avadim. And so really, not only did this person not cause any harm to the owner of the Eved, he actually helped the owner of the Eved by giving the Eved some work. There was no chisaron, but there was hana'a. So Rambam deals with what's the halacha in that case. Next halacha is a parallel case, not with a behemo or an Eved, but with a sfina. Someone's boat is simply sitting in the harbor. It's not a boat that is normally rented out. It's used by the owner occasionally. And someone takes the boat, uses it, and returns it. And there was no loss, just gain. And the Rambam deals with that halacha. Then the Rambam deals with our sugya, hador b'chatzar chaveiro shalom idaito, where again you have a situation where there is no hana'a, but there is a chisaron, or there is hana'a and there is no chisaron. And then in halacha yud, the Rambam deals with the situation in daf kuf aleph of tzemer and samanim, that over there also we have a situation where perhaps there is no hana'a, that maybe we're not going to view the color in the semer as a hana'a, but as Tosas pointed out, but clearly We'll say chazus alav milsa, but clearly there is a chisaron. We lost the die. And so the common denominator between all of these cases is that we have a lack of we have a lack of symmetry between the nezek. I'm sorry, I should use the word nezek, between the hanoah and the hefsed. Sometimes we're going to have more hanoah than hefsed. Sometimes we're going to have more hefsed than hanoah. How do we deal with situations where the hanoah and the hefsed are not commensurate with one another? Three of those cases clearly are dealing with gezel. You steal an animal, you steal an eved, you steal a sfina. One of those cases, the last one, the Rambam himself says we're not dealing with gezel, but the tzemer and the samonim. Like the sugya says, the Rambam uses the language of tofas hanizak, we're dealing with nezek. In other words, it's in this list, not because it's a din of gezel, but because it's a din of a lack of symmetry between the hefsed and the hanah. That could also be the reason that Hador B'chatzar Chaveru was brought here. Not because it's a din of gezel, like the Rav wanted to be Mekadesh, that we have a gezel on Tashmishe Karka. No, it's a din of Schiris Karka. But it's a din of Schiris Karka where we don't have the symmetry between the Hanah of the person living there and the Hefsed of the owner. We have one of them is being Mafsid, the other one's not being is not being Nana. One of them is being Nana, the other one is not being Mafsid. And so it fits very beautifully into this list of five cases. Namely, we have five cases, three of them are Gezel, one of them is Nezek, the other one doesn't have to be Gezel, the other one, which is in between them, can very well also be a Machayev of Sliris Karka, but it's here because of the common denominator. So my humble opinion is that's, you know, the way the Rambam meant, and we don't necessarily have to go because this halacha is found in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda to say that we have over here a new machayev of Schlirus of Tashmishe Karka. Okay, so we've seen our sugya then from two perspectives. One of them, Rav Chinstein, and again, you know, we find this approach also in the Shari Yosher and in the particularly in the Kuntras Hashiurim of Rav Gusman. That we have one hemsheichiyut of chakira that makes its way through machlokas amoraim, through machlokas rishonim, through all different permutations of the chakira. Do we have a separate iser hanah, or do we have a classic mechayev with a shir of tashlum? Mashenken, according to the Rambam, we have a world of mazik, we have a world of gezel. And then we can have a world of skirus poalim, if you want to, by the makif and the nizak. But we don't have necessarily a thread which is pulling ourselves through, that the machlokas within the world of zen nene v'zelo chaser is a machlokas. When do we say that there is a chiyuv of gezel in skirus po when do we say there's a din of gezel in the world of Tashmishe Karka? Is it only if there's a chisaron, zenene v'zechaser, or even in the case of zenene v'zelochaser, but we still have a maise gezel of Tashmishe Karka, a local machlokas within the world of gezel. Okay, you have over here then these two approaches, va'idach zil gmor. We should only hear in Yirtzeh Hashem we should only continue to learn together for a period of time in Yirtzeh Hashem, as long as Hashem will give koach. And just the next 2 weeks, I will not be giving a shiur kali. I'm going to have to travel to America for the Chag HaSmicha, so I won't be here the next two Wednesdays. But Yirtzeh Hashem will continue afterwards, seeing where you're holding in Gemara. Okay, Bahat Slocha.